This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. Some of the economic numbers coming out amidst the Iran war that Donald Trump started are shocking. Even the administration does not know how to spin these numbers. And I want to walk you all through the current state of the country and the Trump presidency as I see it. It'll be through a young person's lens, but somebody who covers this relentlessly and who can break down the new statistics that have been coming out. The unemployment rate has increased due to Donald Trump, but even beyond that, younger people are graduating college and having trouble finding a job for a year. I have friends that it's happening to, but there are also studies showing that this is happening at a higher and higher rate. Under Donald Trump's leadership, if you want to call it that, under his economy, people are struggling, but not just young people, young and old. The big ugly bill that Trump passed a few months ago disproportionately hurt people who are vulnerable in America, people who rely on social safety nets, and many older people got their social safety nets cut. Many veterans got screwed over, and now this war is hurting everybody basically equally. So let's just start from the beginning. Yesterday, Donald Trump was seen on the tarmac in front of Air Force One with a swollen ass right hand. We know that this dude is constantly covering up his hand and makeup. He's got a swollen hand, he's got health issues, and he can't hide it. We have an aging, sick president who is mortgaging younger people's futures because he doesn't give a shit about anything but his own legacy. He is apathetic towards how many U.S. service members have been killed. He is apathetic towards how much money is spent on this war. He's apathetic towards our ballooning national debt. He just wants his own legacy. Also, we don't talk enough about how orange he is. Look at this. This is not normal. It is not normal for some weird narcissistic freak to wake up. I'm assuming he doesn't let anyone else do that for him. I'm assuming he lathers, what is it, bronzer, concealer? He lathers it all over himself every morning. Obviously misses his ears. Is that not weird? Is that not like psychotic? Okay, to move on to the next step. A fundraising email from Donald Trump was then sent out in the middle of the night from his political action committee with a provocative pitch. He used an image from Saturday's dignified transfer honoring the 6 fallen soldiers, and it promised access to the president's private national security briefings. It said, claim your spot. Very few spots remaining. Claim your spot. They have turned this entire war into a joke and a meme while every economic indicator is swirling down the toilet rapidly. I mean, let's jump into some of the broad indicators. I'll keep it simple here, but if you appreciate the news that we drop, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers because of you all. We are a Gen Z-built independent media company. No backing. We just push the truth every single day. Okay, to continue. Economic growth. Let's start off with the GDP. We got some awful GDP news just a few days ago, and it coincided with more bad news. Economic growth was much slower than expected in the final 3 months of 2025, while core inflation rose at the beginning of 2026, the Commerce Department reported Friday. Gross domestic product, a measure of all the goods and services produced across the sprawling U.S. economy, rose at 0.7%, but the first revision of the GDP was a sharp step down from their previous estimate. They had estimated 1.4% GDP growth. 1.5% GDP growth was the estimate of Dow Jones, and that would be a considerable slowdown from the 4.4% GDP growth. So they were expecting about, 1.4%, 1.5%. It got revised down to 0.7%. That is awful. Stocks went tumbling due to that. According to the BEA, the downward revision came due to adjustments in consumer and government spending and exports, a decline in imports, which subtracts from the GDP. I wonder why we're getting less imports. Maybe it's because Donald Trump tariffed every single country to hell and businesses don't want to import as much, can't pay as much. And then we get the gas prices. Somebody posted this. I didn't post. This is not from me, but somebody posted their gas prices and said that they've increased by about 80 cents since the beginning of March. And I know many of you guys have had similar experiences. Let me know in the comment section the increase that you've seen. When I drove through Indiana, where I grew up, to visit my parents just a few days ago, I noted about a 55 cent increase in gas prices from the last time I was there. 55 cents, that is a lot per gallon. That is what I saw. To continue, the U.S. also lost 92,000 jobs and unemployment rose just a week ago. This happened on March 6th because the revisions got revised down. Look at this Trump voter in Florida who begins saying, I miss my Uncle Joe.
President Trump in the last election, he promised to bring down prices. What do you make of that campaign promise?
He did vote. He said he'd have gas under $3, and now it's right at $5. And, I mean, honestly, it's something that he stole from somewhere. And now we're at, what, $5 a gallon? He's saying about for our safety. Our safety, leave somebody alone. They won't bother you.
He said that the small increase in prices is for safety. I guess, one, do you feel more safe in this country right now? And two, is it worth the price of gas? Is that safety worth it?
A small increase on prices, it's over a dollar more than what it was. It was almost at $2 and something cents. He was bragging the other day on news, $1.90 or $2.90 somewhere. It's $5.50 a gallon. We don't run off of hopes and dreams. And as far as being safe, this point in time, anybody can do anything. So as far as safety, he ain't doing nothing for my safety.
Is there anything else you want to say about the price of gas, about the cost of living, about the experience you're going through right now?
I would just wish he'd keep up on his campaign promise and say he was going to put it under $3. He'd end that war so fast. But here it is, what, 5 years later? Helping his buddy out get his more money, and then never mind charging us Americans all sorts of money for fuel that you just stole from Venezuela.
Do you regret your vote right now?
Well, between him and her, I thought he was the better choice, but honestly, I miss my Uncle Joe. Because there was a lot of craziness going on, but it was a whole lot calmer than this. It didn't affect my day-to-day life. I was a nobody, and I was balling then. Now, I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even show you $5 in my pocket.
This is, number one, this is well said. This is an experience of a real American who is just following the news cycle, and this is the life cycle of right-wing populism. What I mean by the life cycle of right-wing populism is that, historically, when wealth inequality exists, right-wing populists take advantage of that and try to fill the vacuum. They become more powerful. People like Donald Trump or Stephen Miller or J.D. Vance or even Elon Musk, these right-wing populists. But then once they actually get into power, people begin to realize that there is a reason there were rules. There's a reason there were norms. There's a reason why Joe Biden, despite his sleepiness or his stuttering or whatever you want to say, it was his flaw, he still had a steady hand in regards to the economy. He wasn't placing tariffs on every country. He wasn't pressuring Jerome Powell with investigations. You could argue that Biden should have bent the rules a bit more, maybe with Merrick Garland or with this or with that. He should have been a bit faster with this, but he kept the country steady and stable, and people realized that. What do we see right now? We see Gen Z men, people my age, struggling to get jobs. We see unemployment rate rising, higher than it was when Trump took office. Trump has had over a year. He's had a year and 2 months now since he took office. Listen, he promised to lower inflation and create jobs on day one. But if he would have done it on like month 5 or 6, I think people would have still been lenient. They would have been like, look, it took him a few months. There we go. But no, we're 1 year and 2 months into his term and he's ruined the economy. It's an unforced error. It's shooting yourself in the foot. No enemy did this to us. Russia didn't do this to us. Trump did it to himself. We're losing jobs. And I want to read this section right here because this is interesting. Gen Z men with college degrees now have the same unemployment rate as non-graduates, a sign that higher education payoff is dead, a sign that the labor market is struggling. Data from the Federal Reserve indicates that the unemployment rate among recent college graduates is on the rise at about 5.6%. That is a scary thought. although it remains lower than the 7.8% rate among all young workers between 22 and 27, men with a college degree, so specifically, young men with a college degree have roughly the same unemployment rate as young men who didn't go to college, which creates a lot of weird incentives for a system that wants a more educated populace. I mean, I dropped out of college. I'm one of the people who dropped out of college. Now, even though I dropped out of college, I am still employed because I run and operate Mockler Media, the business that we build together every single day. But this is a bad sign for the future of America. Not only the rising wealth inequality, but the fact that our debt is getting so bad that our payments per year are $1 trillion just for the interest on the debt. That's one of the largest payments we make in our government, just the interest for our debt. That will continue to amass and compound, and my generation will have to take care of it. So if you want to support the Mockler Media feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.